what's cool this week? That's usually your answer, so now it's my question.
What's cool this week?
Yeah.
I played Madden last night 3 times in 1. That's cool.
So you'll play the Madden, but you're not going to watch the extra football? Safe to say you didn't spend the bye week in front of the TV?
I watched a little TV. Really? I mean, it wasn't football. No.
When you have such an early bye, you've had it before, how does that affect you as a running back late in the season?
I think it gets us in, like, we go on this long stretch. We get into this groove and, you know, we don't have a bye to pretty much stop that. So, I mean, it definitely wears on your body a little bit, but, that's what cold tub's for and, you know, things like that to continue to keep getting ready.
Is there a flip side to that? You seemed to build momentum a few years ago when you had that early bye and you went on a run late in the season yourself.
It was a while back, but, it was good then. Maybe it'll, be the same now.
When you're watching tape of the Giants, it's probably not hard to miss the 350-pound guy in the middle disrupting everything. How good of a player is he?
Man, those guys, whole front four, those real, real big guys. They control the line of scrimmage. I think they're, top 5 in run defense. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for us. It's not going to be easy. We got to, grind it out. It's going to be a dogfight and, just try and wear them out.
It seems like wearing them out is something where if you run the football more, that's something that can assist you with that. And that's something you've talked about before about the need to grow that. Coach McCarthy talked about it's just as important for the line as it is for you, the guys blocking in front of you, to have those carries.
Definitely. They get in the rhythm just like we get in the rhythm. And, they like certain plays like we like certain plays. And, it makes it a lot easier, for us to run the ball and get those extra yards because, we're ready. We want to go do it. And, we're putting everything into it.
What's key going up against that front four with them being big? How do you counter that?
We know it's going to be a lot of, short runs in the beginning because of the way they play, because how big they are, because how strong they are. But, we just can't, get away from them. We have to continue to do it, and, eventually it'll, pop out.
How do you stay even keel until you pop off that long run and not get frustrated?
That's the difficult part. Yeah. But, it's just, just being, level-headed, knowing what you have to do as a team, knowing the game plan, going into the game, knowing that it's going to be that way and just, keep fighting.
Did getting a 100-yard game last week help you at all? Did you care that you got that number or not really?
It makes you feel good, but, at the end of the day, I'm just here taking advantage of every opportunity.
Do you like the toss? It seems like you guys are kind of put that into the offense a little more. Does that give you a little more time to read what's going on?
I honestly don't know why the toss works so well for me, but I don't need to figure it out. We just keep doing it. We'll figure it out later.
Do you think it does give you a little better, more time to read?
It looks that way.
What do you think about Ty potentially stepping out in the backfield and get some carries as well?
Ty?
Yeah.
It helps out our offense. You get a speed guy back there. You know, he's able to motion out a receiver or run routes from the backfield, ones that, me and Starks can't. So it just makes it a little more stress on the defense because, he'll be with a linebacker most of the time.
James hasn't gotten a ton of work so far this year, early in the season. Is he still the same guy, whether he's carrying it a bunch of times or?
Oddly, he is. Me personally, a lot of people may get frustrated, but, he's pretty much the same. He understands, he wants to win, too, and he wants to contribute, too, just like everybody else. But, he's an older guy. He's a veteran. And, I guess that's what it is because, I'm pretty sure, a younger guy may get upset a little bit, and you might be able to see that.
As a running back, how do you balance wanting the rock every time, being able to do what you do time after time, play after play, and also wanting to stay fresh for the long haul, the long season?
Well, I think our coaches do a great job with that. And, so far, we haven't run the ball that much, a ton, but – I'm pretty sure down the stretch, it might be flipped. You never know. But if we do run the ball down the stretch, you could pretty much be like it's the opposite from, what we're doing right now.
You mentioned kind of wearing them down and maybe short games early in the process against these guys. You're not going to ask for more carries. I know you're not going to tell us, hey, I need the ball more. But is there, especially with your style, a value to getting up there in carries? You've gone 14, 12, and 17. Do you feel like you're stronger if you get to 17, 18, 20 carries in a game and running later?
I mean, it just wears the defense down, and, you know, I'm able to keep going. And, I mean, that comes from both running and passing as well. You know, you run the ball, you get them to come up, we go over the top, and then they back up a little bit, so we're able to run the ball and keep, you know, pounding them with the run. So, I mean,
but you can tell, like, you can tell when your offense is clicking a little bit more because you're running the ball effectively. I mean, you can get that feel, can't you?
Yeah, and then when I run over safeties or linebackers, that also gets the team going a little bit, so we're able to keep going.